This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline, and it's day 13 on the Colorado River. Back there on day 5, we had met the confluence of the Little Colorado River, and the river changes dramatically there, often, due to runoff, the flow coming into the Colorado from the Little Colorado is often extremely muddy and red, whereas the main channel is often clear thanks to Glen Canyon Dam settling out the sediment that's coming from upstream. And I had forgotten about this and was a little disappointed that I wouldn't be doing much more fishing, because that muddy water, it just is not as good for fishing. But here it is, day 13, and overnight the river has cleared significantly. The storms to the south, which brought that sediment down the Little Colorado, are, more than a week past, and the river is clearing up. And so we get in the boats again and stop at Blacktail Canyon. This is a spot famous with musicians. Chamber musicians and classical musicians and singer-songwriters on the river all look forward to stopping here because it has amazing acoustics. And so we do. And I get to spend well over an hour just playing in this wonderful echo chamber of a canyon. Oh, I could stay longer. But the river calls, and we head downriver again. Near Bedrock Rapids, we stop for a scout, and there's a really interesting place called the Dollhouse. Now, we're in what's called Middle Granite Gorge here, where once again the granite and schist of the bottommost layers of the Grand Canyon have surfaced up to river level. And the fluting here, the scouring of the granite and schist, has created a maze of places where bubble-like shapes have been eroded into the rock formation. And you can crawl through and step over rills. It's called the Dollhouse. Quite an amazing place. Oh, what a perfect place for a game of hide and seek. Oh, the river's cleared. So when we pull in to Stone Camp in the evening, it's late, but I pull out my fishing pole, and right at dusk, I manage to catch a really nice-sized trout. I'm not feeling my best. I'm fighting off something this day, and so it's early to bed. But on day 14, I have my trout for breakfast and decide to try my hand again and catch 4 more as quick as that and release them all. What a beautiful way to start a day. Looking forward to seeing you doing a little catch and release. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Everett.